Idaho caught on camera, wildlife, wildfires, and a wild windstorm.
We checked out some art on the Riverwalk.
What is Everesting and how can it kill you?
And help us save Scribbles, the Snake River Landing Snake Rock.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables.
Wow, enunciating every syllable, aren't ya?
There was a guy here in town that used to do Sunnyside Gardens with fresh fruits and vegetables.
Fruits?
You know, I don't want to start the show this way, but I always wondered where no talent ass clown hang a shingle on your door and call yourself an ad agency. Ad agencies came from?
Oh, yeah?
Come to find out, it's failed radio salespeople. And it's even, my favorite is when they then have to, because of budgetary constraints, be the talent and the creatives too.
Oof.
Like they weren't any good at radio sales. Like to the point where they get fired with extreme prejudice, but they somehow think, oh, well, that means I can go out on my own and stick it to the man.
I mean,
I don't get the kind of disconnect.
You have to admit, it is pretty ballsy to put your own money on the line for something like that.
Can we start over?
Yeah. Yeah, that seemed a little too on the nose.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, failed radio salespeople.
You really want to shoehorn that in.
Advertising agencies. Okay. Present company accepted. Of course, if you're listening, I don't mean you. Naturally. Okay. Welcome to Idaho Falls comments section. Hosting and roasting by Mike Nelson. Carly Morgan.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you
I
were
wasn't
going to
leave you out. Come on.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were expecting me to introduce myself.
Oh, yes. No, let's do that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi. We're IFA. Oh, no, wait. Let's try this. I'm Mike Nelson.
And I'm Carly Morgan.
And together we're
IFA. I thought that was pretty good.
I thought that was good.
Until you lost the plot at the end.
Yeah. I lost my motivation. Hit that like button. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment opinion, bad jokes, dad jokes, bagging on advertising agencies that deserve it. No, we wish them all the best, don't we? We wish them well in their future endeavors.
Sure.
Okay, so let's start our show.
Let's do it.
This week, I've just thrown it all out the window because we've been drinking our calories.
Yeah, we have.
Now, before you think that means a lot of this.
Yeah, no.
If you've been following me on my sobriety journey, you know that I haven't done that in a minute, but oh my God, can you please stop with the compelling beverages?
I know. I love how you like intentionally cut, you know, high calorie things like alcohol out of your diet. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend, you just sort of gave that all up because everything has been so enticing.
You do one. It's like your Instagram algorithm. You click on one.
Oh, you have no idea.
And then it just floods you with.
Ever since I looked at that baklava cheesecake that like McDonald's somewhere in the world that's not here sells, I get so many fun little fast food things. Like, have you seen that they're apparently going to do a fun little Wednesday meal at Wendy's?
Oh, for season two of Wednesday.
Yes, yeah. And speaking of, they're actually doing a fun drink for it too. They're doing a Raven's Blood Frosty.
Okay, what is that exactly?
So it looks like it's a vanilla frosty with black cherry in it, which I love that they went vanilla in this case, by the way, because I think vanilla's better in general.
Right.
Although that would probably also be pretty good with chocolate too.
So we were at Baskin Robbins and just minding our own business, just getting a cone after throwing the Frisbee around in the park.
We had actually had a very, active day that day. We'd done a little bit of exercising, so we thought we deserved a sweet little treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had this Sydney Sweeney drink ad on their screen behind them, and it looked so compelling and so cute and so summery.
There's a couple treats there. What we got was the Sydney's signature fizz, which blends rainbow sherbet with Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Which, by the way, I want to know exactly which Baskin-Robbins exec has been to a Mormon ward party and found this out. Because this was like the drink of my childhood slash teenagerdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a root beer float, only it's a Sprite it's sherbet
like a,
float.
Yeah, it's like a fruity root beer float, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's such a great idea, and it's so delicious.
And it's topped with gummy bear minis.
Yes, it is.
That all sink to the bottom, though.
They do. They do. And the little cup it comes in is so cute.
Color-changing. Here's Carly with drinking it out of the cup, and you can see the design that's color-changing.
It's really fun.
And you loved it. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I was so mad, though, because I totally accidentally... So I put it in the fridge for a second, and then, you know, we were hanging out at your house. I went home, and I realized that I'd left it in your fridge, and I was so mad because I wanted it so bad that night, but I wasn't going to turn around and go get it.
Yeah.
So I guess I need to go buy another one sometime.
Dang it.
I know.
Sydney Sweeney's so hot right now.
Yes, she is.
Do you remember she had the Ruby Raspberry Lemon Lime Bai? B-A-I?
Oh, I did not know about that, actually.
As I was researching what other drinks Sydney Sweeney has been responsible for, I couldn't help but to notice that she's like, oh, yeah, you know, it reminds me of picking wild raspberries in my home in Northern Idaho. What?
She's from Northern Idaho?
She was born in Spokane, Washington.
Oh.
They've got, like... Her family has lived in Northern Idaho for 5 generations.
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
That's
right there on
cool.
the border in the panhandle. Like, okay, so we've joked before that Idaho has 3 capitals, right?
Right.
Here's the L on my forehead. Spokane, Washington's right here. Boise's right here. Mm-hmm. Salt Lake's right here.
Right.
So Sydney was born in Spokane, but if you think about it, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is only 35 miles that way to the east.
True.
So if her family lives in Idaho on the border in the panhandle, they're like 15, 20 minutes away from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So that totally tracks.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Here's something even weirder. She was born September 12th. Does that date sound familiar to you?
That's your birthday.
I would hope it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
How about that?
Wow, birthday twins.
I didn't
know
that.
That's cute.
That's just great.
The birthday of talented people.
Right? Wild. Huh. So anyway, it's been with all of those. It started with the Reed's Dairy Huckleberry Milk.
Yes.
I wonder what Sydney Sweeney would think of that. Tonight for dinner, we had Chick-fil-A with the peach milkshake.
Oh, I know.
Just peaches and cream.
It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty immaculate.
And then earlier today, I guess this will segue into comments and follow-ups, we went to the Mountain America Center for their first annual Summer Market Days, 2-day event, Friday and Saturday.
Right.
I talked to Anna while we were there, and you know, she said, oh, hey, I listened to the pot. She's the event, coordinator, director?
Private event coordinator,
person in charge.
Was her name, her title? Something like that. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
And it was like, I listened to your podcast. I said, great. Mm-hmm. You've heard us joke then about, oh, yeah, there's a lot of first annuals, not so many second annuals.
Right.
She said, I think there's going to be, you know, a second annual one of these.
Yeah. Well, and I could see it. It looked like it was going pretty well.
It was cool. Here's the live stage. They had an outdoor section with Teton Toyota and Bish's RV. And then they had the food outside, too.
Right.
And then here's... We'll just show you a peek inside. Here it is inside. Let's go back outside, though, because when we were there, we knew that Jeff of Jeff and Greg, the OG podcasters in Idaho Falls, he's started a brand new thing, the Family Tree Lemonade Company.
Yeah, which is such a cute name for it, by the way.
Yeah.
Much better than like Lemon Whores Lemonade Company or something like that, which really, considering how raunchy he gets on his show.
Lemon Stealing Whores.
I sort of thought that would be the you know.
That's a famous porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that like, and the funny thing is the intro has gotten famous because of how cheesy and friggin' weird it is. But yeah, I just sort of thought that I'm shocked he's not constantly making jokes like that. Although
maybe he is in the background.
Yeah. Well, and also where it's Family Tree Lemonade Company. Right. He probably doesn't want to like, you know.
So, yeah, I think there's Jeff the podcaster, then there's Jeff the family man.
Yes.
He said, isn't this sweet? They actually started this to spend more time together as a family.
I do think that's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it reminds me of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
You know, like you have a little family.
How do you feel
venture.
About that, Jeff?
Yeah, I love Bob's Burgers. Hey, Bob? I love their family so much.
Does that
much.
Make Greg Teddy?
Huh? Oh, that's cute.
Which one of you is Louise? No, but he said he gave a lot of credit to his wife, Candace, for the crazy flavors.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can I spill?
Yes.
On this one?
Yeah.
So we've been told that they're working on a dill pickle lemonade. And I was so upset because I
you heard it
that
here
it was,
first.
I thought that it was going to be available this time. It wasn't. It's still in development. Mm-hmm. But I will be the first one in line for that because that sounds so damn good.
The pressure's on, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you.
Right. Now, the one thing I'm worried about with it, and one thing that I have noticed that some places do that I don't love, is sometimes when they do a pickle-flavored drink, they sort of try to overcompensate with sweetness to the point where it doesn't taste right.
Wasn't that the Dutch Bros Pickleback? Are you alluding to that a
No,
bit?
That one wasn't too bad, although they didn't play up the pickle flavor enough. Mm-hmm. So they kind of did that in a way. They diluted it with the Red Bull. But yeah, they could have just gone a lot harder, you know?
Go hard. Like, yeah. Okay, the Sonic Pickle Rita.
Right.
That was puckertastic.
It was really good. Now, I will say it was right on the cusp of being too sweet for me, but overall, fantastic. And if these guys did basically exactly that, but kept it a little picklier, I would be a happy goyle.
I mean, do you want to offer right now on this show to taste test and help out Family Tree?
Oh, yeah.
If you Lemonade
need,
Co.
If you need someone to come over and just taste a few and give you some real notes and stuff.
If you guys are on the fence.
I can do it.
Yeah, if you're on the fence, like, this is good.
Yeah, if you need a blind taste tester of the A sample and the B sample.
Like, if there's four of you and two of you are A and two of you are B, Carly can be the
tiebreaker.
I'll be
your tiebreaker.
Volunteer, yeah.
Yeah, anything pickle related, I'm there, baby.
So we're there and we're like, oh no. How can we get a picture of us with Jeff Henry from Family Tree Lemonade Co.? And then Whitney comes along. What's up, Whitney? So Lane and Whitney there. And so she was like, I'll be your photographer.
She's the best. They're just the nicest people.
So yeah, so here we are with Jeff. I'm holding my Blue Lagoon, Carly her Strawberry Dreamade.
Oh, they have this Dreamade cute little or Dreamsicle?
Dreamade.
Okay.
And we have this cute little Instagram. You guys Very think cute. Of everything, don't you? A little Instagrammable moment. That's great, you guys.
Yeah, it's almost like he's, I don't know, a podcaster and on the internet and like actually thinks he of knows like the internet trends and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll put his Instagram link in this post so you Love can it. Go check him out. Give him a follow. Just fantastic.
And I loved how big the cups were.
Big, cold, yeah. And fresh.
Very fresh.
So fresh, I sucked a little pulp. I got some seeds. Yeah.
I will say, I didn't mind the pulp. I actually really liked the pulp. The seeds I didn't love.
Oh, is this, do we have one note?
I have one note.
We have one note.
Yeah. I totally get it. I think it's brilliant. I get exactly where they're coming from with the whole, like, you know, not wanting to take out the seeds because you want people to know how fresh it is. And it did mean I had to carry, so, you know, you're going around, you kind of need at least one hand, but I had my lemonade in one hand and I had a napkin in the other to spit the seeds into.
Oh, I was seeing how far I could spit them.
You probably hit people, Mike.
No. I was spitting it away from the crowd.
Okay, fair enough. But you can't do that as a lady. You can't be spitting
that's true.
Seeds as a lovely.
That's true, Jeff. Ladies can't spit.
Yeah. As a lovely little dame.
Yeah.
Ladies shouldn't spit.
Right.
That's a better way of putting it.
I wasn't going to go any farther on any other track than that. Well, so
yeah.
So that track ended. So Jeff, not because of your podcast, don't get a big head.
Yeah, definitely not because of that.
But because of your Family Tree Lemonade Co.
And the sweet thoughts behind it.
You are IFAF this week, Chris Pie Five, brother. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
Chef's kiss.
To you for creating a venture that we all can enjoy.
When life handed you lemons,
you handed it right back to everyone else and said, enjoy.
Yeah, you fucked them right up. Oh, we saw our buddy, the Branch and Vine guy.
Yes, Joshua
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joshua. And he's doing, I guess he's, this is interesting. He's doing some sort of AI assisted writing talk, and he's making the talk circuit here.
Yeah. Cool. Well, and apparently he also has like a history degree. So he was talking about like the origins of the Constitution and stuff like that too. He's doing all kinds of really neat little things. You know, matter of fact, he actually sent me his kind of a professional page. Maybe we could put a link in the bio.
Like a LinkedIn?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It has all of the dates for his talks and stuff like that. And I thought that was such a cool idea.
If that sounds interesting to you. And you know what? I think we got to, let's all stick together, can we? Joshua's and Jeff's.
Yeah.
And
other generic white dude names like Mike.
Right. Yeah, all of us. But no, I'm getting to a point, which is we are going to see you in public.
Yes.
Anna, who else have we talked about this episode so far?
Lane and Whitney.
Lane and Whitney, you're going to see us in public. Come up and say hi. And I'll tell you why. Because soon, and this is not, from what I've seen with VEO3, this is not an outrageous prediction. Soon and very soon, you are going to have a more and more difficult time. Some boomers already have a hard, and we're going to talk about that coming up.
Right.
They already have a hard time distinguishing between AI art. Mm-hmm. I saw just a stomach-turning post with some shitty, cheesy AI art paying tribute to. Its heart was maybe kind of in the right place.
Right.
The is it Camp Mystic? That the Texas flooding tragedy.
Yes.
And he's like, well, this was done by a lovely artist, Stephen. It's a complete lie. Mm-hmm. You Google the name. It's not even an artist. It's a real estate agent in Poughkeepsie somewhere.
Okay.
But like boomers are already having a difficult time distinguishing what is and what is not AI.
Right.
Pretty soon, even the people that deal with this stuff are going to have a difficult time. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to be even more where we might find some value, Carly, is doing live shows in public.
Yeah, probably.
Because people will be able to point and look and go, holy shit, they're real.
Yes.
And I'm not, that sounds...
Well, and we've already gotten accused of being an AI podcast on more than one occasion.
Right.
So...
Right. So I'm just saying...
And that was back before AI was as huge as it is now.
If you see Josh online and wonder if he's real...
Yes. You can go
we'll link to his talks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday was the 70th annual Eagle Rock Art Guild... Riverwalk Art Festival. Don't call it the Greenbelt Art Festival. Like it has been for 68 of those years.
Well, and it's funny too, because like on their flyer, it said on the Greenbelt, I think.
Oh, if it's I'm the Riverwalk Art Festival, you know, on the Greenbelt.
Yeah, right. Well, it's because any local knows that it's the Greenbelt, you know?
Stop trying to make Riverwalk happen. No, I'm sure it'll happen eventually. Give it another 25 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So we feel bad. Kind of, because we forgot to tell you.
I know.
We just completely missed that one.
I know. I feel like such a loser, especially because I love those kind of fun little, you know, art-based events.
Or did we just intentionally omit it so that we could go and, you know,
it was nice and... go and pick up all the good stuff before anyone else got there?
But it was both Saturday and Sunday. I mean, I did get Sunday.
Something very cute.
Do you have it with you?
I do, actually, because I wanted to show it off.
Yeah.
So this is from a... glass blowing studio here in town. Basically, it's a man and his wife who have one in their backyard, which I think is so cool. Good for them. It looks like it's called Ting Creations.
Let's see that logo.
And yes, there we go.
All right.
And as soon as we walked by the booth, before we even got in, they were kind of hanging on the sides of the booth. And I was like, wait, I want to see this. And I like went over and was just checking him out. And this is the little guy that drew me in and the one that I ended up getting. Although there were two other pieces that I very heavily considered because I thought they were very cute. But it is this teeny tiny, super cute little glass unicorn that hangs just like that. I think I'm going to put it on my tree at Christmas is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, isn't she pretty?
That absolutely will go with your pink Christmas tree.
Right?
Did we show a shot of that last year? I hope we did.
Oh, I hope we did. My nutcracker themed tree. I know. I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so funny too, because the fellow running it, so it, like I said, it's him and his wife who do it. And he was saying, oh yeah, if you see something over here and you think, oh, that's really cool, my wife probably did it. And if you see something that you say, oh, that's really cute, I probably did it.
That's right.
And I just thought that was adorable.
So of course he did the unicorn.
Yes. Yeah. He made this one. And I thought it was just adorably cute, and I love its little ears. It's very elfish.
And then we saw Kevin Odette was there. You may remember us talking about him, what, like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
So he had, if you've been to the Villa Coffee House, they display his street-level photo collages
mm-hmm.
of, basically he takes, you know, photos of storefronts in Idaho Falls
mm-hmm.
and then puts them all together using, I don't know, his photo editor of choice, Photoshop, right. I don't know.
Maybe he even just cuts them out and like layers them maybe himself the, yeah. and then like scans it. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I actually shoulda, coulda, mm-hmm. woulda asked him. Yeah. He was right there.
Might have been smart.
Anyway, so let's zoom in on this. Here's the first street level he did, and you'll recognize mm-hmm. a ton of these businesses.
Right.
And then here was the second one. This is when we talked about him a year mm-hmm. or so ago. And then here's the new one for 2025. They just got it in.
Right, like literally the day before.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And it's called, what's it called? Street level at dusk.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like that element to it. You see more of the neon and stuff like that, which I think is really cool.
So we'll link to Kevin's website on this post as well,
mm-hmm.
if you want to get you one of those.
Yeah.
Are totally IFAF. I think we yeah. made him IFAF last time we talked about him.
Yeah, I think we did actually.
Yeah.
But that being said, I do want to know when he's going to finally add Elsie's Closets storefront into that yes. little scenescape, because yes. I think that'd be fun and cute. And it's very pink, and I love pink.
Well, so. It sounds like we've got a ton of questions for him now.
I guess so.
At this point. Just a couple more follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, it's going to take up this whole first segment here. Okay, we thought we were being somewhat clever when we introduced the concept of what shade of Home Depot paint is Carly's...
Sunburn.
But yeah. really, we haven't needed
it. I've been a lot more careful about it.
You're holding steady at the second one down, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one is that?
That is Pleasing Pink.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're although a Pleasing Pink.
I do feel like sometimes I can get pretty darn close to Gaiety,
mm-hmm.
this very top one here. So, you know.
Yeah, you came close during Pride Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're funny. But yeah, like, see, my wrist is pretty close.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did actually just decide to invest in a parasol lately because I'm ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm that really hoping... I can get back to my okay. normal color soon,
yeah.
which is basically translucent. I am a ghost.
What do gingers have in common with vampires? Well, they don't like the sun.
They do not.
And they will steal your soul. So anyway, we thought we were being clever. And then we saw this meme. You'll see this is a ginger tan chart. There's basically four white ones, and they are labeled actual vampire, old snow, dirty ghost, semi-skimmed, and then there's a red one called spanked lobster.
Oh, man. You know, that's exactly it. It's so funny. That reminds me so much of when I was a kid. I mm-hmm. was on the track team for some reason, even though I'm not athletic enough for that shit, and I totally forgot my sunscreen one track meet. And I was out in the sun the entire day. There was like no shade. I remember huddling under a blanket, just trying not to get burnt. I still did. And I was bright red. Like I couldn't touch any surfaces. I wanted to like just live in ice for like a week. And then like literally by the next track meet, I was back to being pale, pale white.
Oh, wild.
No color at all. Although I do think I've gotten a couple more freckles on my hands than mm-hmm. before.
Yeah. I think that's how it happens.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Or you, there's souls you've stolen.
Yep.
Could be it. Okay. We had a question about, oh yes. Last episode, we talked about the new license plates.
Yes.
The ones black for goths and the ones for 80s kids.
Yes.
Okay. So effective July 1st, mm-hmm. that's when the new license plates came out that we talked about last episode. And that's when Idaho law no longer requires a front license plate. If, this is a big if,
oh,
your vehicle doesn't have a designated mounting bracket.
Oh, okay. So if there's a spot for it, you still have to have it.
Yeah.
But if you got like a really rad car that like has a really sick front bumper, they're not going to make you deface it.
Exactly.
For a license plate. That's actually kind of nice.
And I got to wonder, if your vehicle does have a front mounting bracket, can you kind of take that off?
Well, I mean, I think
make that go bye-bye?
I think the spot would still be obvious, you know, depending on the car.
But technically, couldn't it be said that if you don't have a front mounting bracket, whether it came that way or you did it yourself, you don't have a front mounting bracket?
Right. Yeah. I would say that if you modify it, you're probably fine too.
I don't know.
And there are some cars where like the bumper has an indent.
Right.
You know, like.
Right. It's like, obvious that's where it goes.
Yeah. You would have to do a lot to make it so that your car didn't have that. And honestly, if you're willing to put in that much work, I have to assume that you're a criminal. But also, I would probably let like you have a pass. Like with one of
those plates that you can't be seen at certain angles.
Yeah. I don't trust people with those.
So just to be clear, it is still required if your vehicle does have a front bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully this car does have a plate on the front. So when you see it in your rearview mirror.
Yeah, you'll actually get the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it without that context the first time and didn't think to try to read it backwards. Yeah. And I was very confused until I did.
Real quick. Last episode, we talked about the Coldplay concert, Kiss Cam, CEO. Right.
Yeah.
Fiasco. So that was just a week of memes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know about you. I've already bitched about AI art once in this episode.
Right.
But it's just been a real point of contention. Our buddy Roddy TV doing an anti-AI art contest, which I thought was brilliant, buddy.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, did you see the Gwyneth Paltrow ad for the company Astronomer?
I did see that. I thought that was funny.
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones. Yes. Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow, unifying the experience of running data, ML, and AI pipelines at scale.
Very well done, Gwyneth. She, well, of course, was married to Chris Martin from 03 to 16.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think that's a really funny, realistically, they knew that they couldn't just hide from it. So leaning into it, I think, was smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the CEO's gone now. Oof. I don't know about the HR lady. Maybe she's gone too.
I mean, realistically, I know that there have been similar situations like that. And the subordinate person usually doesn't get fired because it could look like retaliation.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So she probably got shuffled around or something. Maybe if I was reassigned. Guessing. That would be my guess.
Somewhere far away from the new CEO's office. Oh.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, between AI art, the Coldplay Kiss Cam, and then... Theo from The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a day of, why? Why does everybody have to let you know? Do they, or let me know? Do they think I don't have a Google machine?
To be fair, I get most of my news from social media now, because like, you know, who has time or energy?
I would like to believe it's an outpouring of grief, and it's the only way that some people know how to pay tribute.
Right.
Being cynical... skeptical and snarky, however, I think it's just, ooh, I got to tell everybody. I got to be first. I got to say, I want to spoil the movie. Hey, you guys, did you know Malcolm Jamal Warner died?
Right,
oh, Theo from The Cosby Show. Oh, yeah, that's too bad, but I told you first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carly, I snapped.
You snapped?
I did. What? I snapped. And I did this piece of artwork.
Would you call it artwork?
That's the thing. It's AI art.
Yeah.
In the style of the Coldplay Kiss Cam concert.
Which is hilarious, by the way.
Featuring Malcolm Jamal Warner in the position of the CEO and Ozzy Osbourne in the position of the HR person.
That's funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's cute.
A lot of people said too soon.
Eh.
At least one person messaged me and said, I didn't know you were that dark, Mikey. Everything okay, buddy? But wait, there's more, because then Hulk Hogan died.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Ike Yaspi posted this. So if you're just listening, it's Hulk Hogan holding, I think I've got the order right, Malcolm Jamal Warner holding Ozzy Osbourne.
They just decided to, you know, add to it like a big old train.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-huh.
Because jazz legend Chuck Mangione,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Mangione, Anyway, he did Feels So Good in the 70s.
Right.
And you know I'm an instrumental freak.
I do know that.
If it's a 70s instrumental with horn, mm-hmm. it's either Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass or Rise, probably, is the one you're thinking of from the 70s. He had plenty of 60s hits. Or, and that was a solo one, I believe, without the Tijuana Brass. Or it's Chuck Mangione, Feels So Good. That's the one that goes...
You know, Mike, I think that you should reenact an entire concert in that style. I would love that. Well, and I love how you're doing an air guitar for a horn sound.
Yeah. No, I'm slapping the bass.
Oh, slapping the bass. My bad.
I'm playing the accompanying bass. Anyway, that got a little out of hand. I apologize. I don't apologize.
Okay. Well, and if we're talking ethics of AI art here, I do think that shitposting using AI art is ethical because you're not going to pay for it otherwise.
Right.
You know, like.
And even Roddy TV, who I think we've established is anti-AI art, still said he defended me. And thank you, buddy. And you know what? You don't have to do that every time, but you did it. And I appreciate it, buddy. And you get me. You know that I only did that because everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
And that person's name is Mike, apparently.
It was my turn last week.
I get it.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
I know. We're a little too white to dance on camera without it being choreographed beforehand. Shit.
We think we're like Austin Powers and Liz Hurley.
Yeah.
But or Mike Myers. Yeah, anyway, you get it.
You get the joke.
But we're not. Okay. Let's start with a fail. Do you want to? Yeah,
sure.
Right? That seems like a good place to start this segment.
Then we can only go up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
This should be part of our new format.
Yeah, I try to be an optimist, you know?
With this postcard, a cheap hotel postcard that says, a quick hello from Boise, Idaho. Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of a pretty big fuck up.
I mean, I'm not going to blame this on AI. Like, I think AI is going to be a scapegoat for a lot of things.
Right.
This is just basic human error.
But it makes you wonder then who ordered these.
Right.
Because that feels like the bigger error of the two.
Who ordered them?
Yeah.
Who approved them? Who got them in stock at the hotel?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whoever,
and then distributed them.
Yeah.
Knowing.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine if I were in that, like, if I were staff at the hotel and they said, hey, put these postcards out, and I came across that, I know that I'd be like, what's up with this? And, you know, I feel like me and my manager would probably agree to just put that one somewhere else and not actually put it out or something.
It's a newer photo, you know, of Idaho Falls. It's the mm-hmm. building that, it's the building that Smoke and Fins is in.
Right. Uh-huh. I don't know what the official name is for.
Yeah, whatever.
The one on the, like, the one right on the edge of the river.
This Broadway Plaza. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're calling that?
Yeah.
Where we've had a few events and the, sometimes there's an ice skating rink in the winter. Sometimes they move it. I don't even know anymore. This town is so different. Lucy's Pizza, Ribbon Chop mm-hmm. House.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Idaho Falls Water Tower.
Yes. The iconic water tower.
You idiots.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. But I mean, here's the thing. Realistically, how this had to have come to fruition was that there was some schmo who was probably, you know, some graphic designer who was given by this
at corporate in Texas.
Yeah, this huge corporation.
Corpus Christi.
Yeah, they were basically like, hey, probably. I want you to make a postcard for each of our locations. Mm-hmm. And he did that. And I guarantee he probably Googled each of the places, looked for a nice looking picture.
Absolutely.
And then found, like, whoever it belonged to and, you know, had it paid and da da da.
Absolutely. You know? In fact, let's see if we can Google the image right now and find. That's close.
Right.
That's awfully close.
But yeah, like, I wonder if he, like, just Googled Boise, Idaho, and that happened to be in the search results, and that's how it ended up there, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
So I can totally get how that part
happened. The search results return a word that's relevant to one of your two-word search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I can even see how it got through corporate, because they were probably more focused on the spelling and making sure that it looked good overall. They're not going to know how each of these towns looks.
No.
You know? But, once it got to the hotel, the fact that whoever received that package didn't immediately turn around and say, hey, corporate, people are going to know this is not the town. You need to get a new one. These look really dumb.
Who's quality control at your fine establishment? Right. It reminds me of one of my favorite t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Is it shows the state of Idaho.
Right.
And the label on it says Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think is really funny.
I mean, more than once, raise your hand as an Idahoan if you've gone mm-hmm. out into the world and more than once someone's asked you, oh, where are you from? Idaho. Oh, Iowa. Well, what's that like?
Not what I said.
There's corn.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were potatoes. Well, now I'm confused. All right. Speaking of the other water tower.
Yes.
Had some dinner with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
We drove by the new water tower. Had to stop, turn around, and go back so we could show you this. This is the base of the new water tower. With a light on inside.
Right.
So that's cool.
And it's big old garage door open. You can see the stairs that probably go all the way up to the top in there. Which, can you imagine how long you would have to train on a Stairmaster before you could really take that thing on?
I wonder. How, like, is our fireman going to train on this thing?
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
Or are they going to start Everesting
on
this thing? We'll get to that in a second.
Right.
But let's take a look at it again. You'll see two doors at the bottom. There's I think what's called in real estate, a man door and then a garage door. One is human sized and one is large vehicle sized.
Yes, right.
Okay. Anyway, two giant holes at the bottom of the Idaho Falls, new Idaho Falls Water Tower.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they're giant, but yeah.
Yeah, big enough to.
The man door at least. But yeah, the garage door I would say is giant.
And I don't know what kind of vehicle is going to go in there.
The Batmobile. We've already decided this.
The mayor's Batmobile.
Yeah. Clearly. Come on.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then look at Carly pointed this out. Is this a giant spigot on the side?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what that would be for exactly. What the hell's
going on with this thing?
Yeah.
Is this a cartoon? Do you turn it and water actually comes out? What are we looking at here?
It does seem really big, you know, but maybe they need to get a lot of water out at once?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know very little about construction.
Let's talk about this Everesting thing.
Yeah.
This Everesting is interesting in that it killed a dude.
Yeah.
So we're sorry.
Much like Everest has.
Right.
On more than one occasion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you not getting the correlation? like, aren't the corpses on Everest piling up so much that there's an ongoing effort now to clean the mountain off and bring the people down and give them proper burials? And
I hadn't heard that was what was going on.
There's so much crap on that mountain. And, like, and literal feces,
too. Well, yeah, because you can't haul it out.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the whole thing with the bodies on Everest is basically that it's too dangerous to take the bodies down.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a little surprised that they've decided to...
Maybe they've got a slide.
You know, create...
Yeah.
That's messed up, but actually that would be a very efficient option. You could
probably throw one down a couple hundred feet.
There's got to be some way to like haul some sort of tarp slide up there, and that way you're not like hauling a body down. I don't know. I've never been on Everest.
So anyway, a 43-year-old New York City banking executive died after hiking, and I guess they do this at Snow King in Jackson Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Ever been to Jackson Hole? It's the one you see. It's right there. So as you can imagine, it's an endurance challenge.
Yeah.
Where you hike up a mountain 29,032 feet. That's the height of Everest, if you want to summit Everest.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy ended up doing it six times, which is 9,426 feet.
Oof. That's a lot.
And then dieted.
Oof.
What did he die from? So glad you asked. It's an electrolyte imbalance.
Okay, which makes sense.
When you drink so much water, but you don't get enough sodium with it, that can lead to
basically water toxicity, right?
I think.
Kind of like if you chug a bunch of water all at once. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard of like if you're at a rave and you're dancing.
Oh, right.
You know, I've heard of like getting water toxicity because then you...
Yeah, you just drink water without having any electrolytes
But
in
you
it.
Gotta have those. In fact, for this segment, especially, all right, here's the brand new bottle that I haven't even opened yet.
Those things, they rock. They're just super handy.
Salt stick electrolytes. Mm-hmm. No, this isn't a paid collab. This isn't a partnership.
Mike wishes.
We don't have to click the box, but I'm telling you, salt stick electrolytes.
Could literally save your life.
Why just swallow a pill when you can chew some yummies?
Yeah.
These are pineapple coconut. Some people call them pina colada.
Right.
Us non-alcoholics call them pineapple coconut. Anyway.
That's funny.
Why have a sugary Gatorade when you can just... dose two or three of these things.
Well, sometimes sugary Gatorades are delicious, like the cucumber lime one. So,
but we have already talked this episode about drinking your calories.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So, is Everesting like it's to prepare to go to Everest, or is it something that's done instead of going to Everest, like basically Everest LARPing?
That's a really good question.
Yeah,
I suppose it could be either.
Right, because I sort of assumed that it was just sort
of like... Although Everest LARPing is hilarious.
Yeah, because it seemed to me like it would make sense for them to do it in like training, like to prepare for it so they wouldn't die on Everest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a good way to weed people out, I guess.
Poor man's equivalent of. I mean, he was a New York City banking executive.
You know, that's the thing. I wouldn't think that poor people would even like Everest LARP. I would assume that they would just do... other things.
They'd have their help do it for them. Right. I think that now's the perfect time to remind everyone that every corpse on Everest was once an extremely motivated person.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Saw some news this week. Now, this was interesting kind of how it happened, Carl. And I'm going to tell the story this way because I think that it's almost as interesting as the story itself.
Okay.
So I saw a story from the Idaho State Journal Facebook page.
Okay.
And when I clicked it, because the story was interesting, it took me to the Post Register or vice versa. But I think that's how it happened.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
And I thought, well, that's weird. So anyway, we'll come back to that because that's weird, right?
That's weird. Yeah.
Anyway, did you know, Carly, that there's a new podcast? There's an exciting new podcast straight out of East Idaho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three Soda Springs residents are turning small town quirks and rural life into comedy gold.
Okay.
With our podcast, The Small Town Ruckus.
Oh, that's not a bad title. That's cute.
It's super cute.
Yeah, Small Town Ruckus.
It seems like a great, we want to give them some love. We love our fellow podcasters.
It feels very footloose.
You know, having, what is this, episode 103?
Yeah, right.
103 episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder why we haven't gotten any press from any other media.
It does kind of make you wonder, huh?
Is it because Mikey shoots off his fucking mouth every chance he gets about how shitty East Idaho media is? Maybe.
You can be a little sassy sometimes.
Anyway, we wish the folks at Small Town Ruckus a happy third episode.
Okay.
Man. Can't wait for number four.
Yeah.
But I guess that's all it takes.
I will say, Carly,
to get press from these fine news publications, the dying industry that they are, that they have to have popularity contests for businesses.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
Three in the area.
Yeah. You know, I almost wonder if maybe, like, whoever wrote the article knows one of the people who's doing it or something.
Oh, maybe.
Like, that smacks of some kind of relationship to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
So back to the whole weird part about, I clicked on one trusted newspaper in East Idaho and got another.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's odd.
Well, I mean, it makes sense though, because if you're going to be saying basically the exact same thing in your article, why not just link to the original?
But this was like here's a news story that we're sharing from our social media account. And you would assume it would go to their newspaper. No, it went to the Post Register instead.
Interesting. Okay.
It is interesting. And I didn't really ever, who gives thought to news ownership in this market?
Sure.
Except for, remember Mr. AI a few months ago?
Yeah.
That's why we've begun calling a news source in a trust that.
Yeah, right.
Come to find out, Mikey's driving door to point. Did you know that every single newspaper in East Idaho is owned by one entity?
Why does that not surprise me at all?
Adams Publishing Group owns the Post Register in Idaho Falls, Idaho State Journal in Pocatello. What about the Rexburg Standard Journal? Yep. Jefferson Star in Rigby? Uh-huh. Wow. Bingham News in Blackfoot? Yep. Chronicle? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bingham News Chronicle in Blackfoot. Uh-huh. Teton Valley News in Driggs?
Yeah, that's a lot. And I don't think that's particularly uncommon either.
Not in this day and age, right? Yeah,
which is a shame because I think it means that you're going to get a lot of homogeny. I almost said homogeneity.
Yeah, we've all seen that one.
Yeah, homogeny. Yeah.
Clip, that one montage of all the local news agencies reading the same damn script from corporate that's in Corpus Christi somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why we pulled that out. Okay, we've got three radio groups in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. All of the radio stations in East Idaho are owned by three different people or entities, not counting Pocatello. So every newspaper is owned by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it comes to TV, I know that 3 and 8 have some, they're in the same building.
Right.
I think they might have different sales staffs because they have to because of a LMA, limited market agreement, local market agreement. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But just so you know, now more than ever, the necessity for what we're doing, local, independent, alternative media, is, I think that's important.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
If you want a hot take here and there.
Yeah, you need some outsiders.
Yeah.
To speak some truth to power every once in a while, just to let you know what's going on, because they're not going to tell you.
Do we need to break out the tinfoil and start making hats, Mike?
Maybe. Okay, what's this about Scribbles, the Snake River Landing, Snake Rock?
Oh, so yeah, okay. I'm actually kind of sad about this. There's been a snake napping.
Let's put up the missing poster.
So basically, he's a little set of rocks that's over in Snake River Landing. They were trying to start a rock snake where basically people bring like their own little painted rocks and add to him to see how long he gets. I think it's a really cute concept. Yeah, it was over by the pond in Snake River Landing. And
Weeby Toys did it first with a rock garden, but okay.
Yeah. But I do kind of like that they're both doing it. Yeah. I think it's just more fun and color and extra stuff for the town.
The more the merrier.
Right, exactly. But yeah, kind of the bummer about it is that it lasted all of 5 days and then someone took it home.
Dick!
Now, okay, I'm going to be totally fair here, and here's the thing. I'm sure you remember the whole rock art craze a few years ago where people would paint them and hide them, and then you could collect them and take them home and exchange them, and it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I could see how if there wasn't a sign out of some sort saying, hey, add to our cute little Scribbles the Snake, you know, someone might have seen it and been like, oh, cool, painted rocks that I meant to take home.
Right.
You know?
I found them. I should take them.
Right. Because that was sort of, I mean, that was what everyone had agreed to before. And now Scribbles.
That's been the concept, yeah.
Yeah, Scribbles kind of changed the rules a little. And I don't know how explicit or clear it was that he was changing the rules.
Well.
You know?
He's been missing since July 12th.
Yeah.
We hope that somebody brings him back in whole or in parts.
Well, if he does get returned, I think that I will be one of the first people to paint a rock to add to him, and maybe some of our other friends can too.
Maybe this is if it's a publicity stunt, you guys, it's great.
Yeah, right?
Save Scribbles.
Yeah. Back. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we are again with just an overload of things that happened in Idaho in the past week, caught on camera.
Yeah, we had a couple of kind of crazy things, huh?
Here we go with another Idaho caught on camera segment. And I was thinking, like, how do we organize this? I think what we're going to do is we're going to, rather than put them in order of escalating intensity, we're going to have an intense one and then a real nice calm one.
I think that's a good idea.
And then an intense one again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start playing this as we talk because it's like a minute and a half. A couple was forced to pull off a road to dodge an Idaho wildfire.
Crazy. Well, and it was on the highway too, right?
It was on I-84. Just about 8 miles southeast of Boise. You know the stretch of road there.
Right. I saw the landscape and I was like, wait a second, that looks real familiar.
Is that about Mountain Home?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay. Well, these guys live in Colorado. They were leaving Boise and here's what they encountered. You can see the wildfire on the side of the road. I mean, it's wanting to come all the way up to the road.
Yeah.
At some point, the road gets so overcome with smoke that they feel like they've been forced off the road. They take their truck, they get off the road.
Well, and I will say, you can't really see the driver's POV very well during that part. So I don't know if there was fire literally on the road or if it was just too smoky to see what was going on.
Well, because if I was faced with it, I mean, here we go with, well, what I would have done is.
Yeah, a little Monday night quarterback.
Well, let's finish it. They make it safely. Fuck. Yeah. Monday morning quarterback.
I don't know enough about sports to tell you when it
After
was.
After the game has already been played.
Yeah, right.
Or what's the name of Dak Shepherd's podcast? Armchair Expert.
There we go. Perfect.
Anyway, they make it back onto the road. It was fine, but it was a scary moment. And it makes you wonder, what would I have done?
Yeah.
Obviously, I wouldn't have driven straight into a fire.
Sure.
That's asking for something.
Right. I agree.
Considering that a vehicle's main component is an internal combustion engine.
Yeah.
That said, I'm not sure it's a better idea to leave the safety of asphalt, which is non-flammable.
Yeah.
And drive out into a field full of tinder.
Dead grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Well, and also, driving off the shoulder like that, because it's so sloped, depending on how lifted your car is and the angle that you take it, that's a really easy way to accidentally flip your whole damn car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, which,
and flipping it right next to a fire just sort of intensifies the emergency that you'll have on your hands.
That would have made things worse.
Yeah.
I think everybody's okay, but scary moment. So now here's the caught on camera sandwich. Here's the tranquil moment in the middle, courtesy of our buddy, Brenda Stanley. Remember her from last episode?
I do.
It happened in the Hollow. Out now on Amazon and anywhere you get ebooks and stuff. So she followed up the release of her book last week with this moose sighting. Let's play the video. Do you see the cute moose in the field with the irrigation, the pressurized irrigation in the
wheels?
It looks
like he's just really enjoying that water. Trying to get out of the heat of the sun, you know?
Now let's play it again. Do you see the other moose?
Oh!
Aha!
Oh, cute! I didn't even notice the little ears.
Yeah.
That's funny.
His little head just poking up through the whatever those are, potatoes, alfalfa. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Huh. Wow. I'm a little surprised that my brain somehow glossed over those little ears.
Well, and here they are. They made it into Blackfoot, I guess, by the Super 8 and the Walmart.
Oh, wow. So they were like having a whole adventure that day.
They were living their best life and they had to be picked up and relocated by authorities.
I will say it's a little weird to see them out and about in the middle of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they're usually, I mean, they're like most critters that are usually a dawn or a dusk type sighting. So.
Right. Yeah. And these were young dudes. They had no idea what they were doing.
Right. That sounds about right.
Yeah. They were young, dumb, and full of
fun.
Moose stuff. Anyway. And finally, from Matt Johnson at KSL. Let's appreciate Matt Johnson. Bring up his headshot here. Mm-hmm. Look at this guy.
He's a handsome dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have a face for radio and some people have a face for TV.
And Matt.
He's definitely got a face for TV.
He absolutely does. Why can't we have a Matt Johnson here?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Because he's too good. You know what Matt doesn't look like?
Hmm.
He doesn't look like his face was created in Minecraft. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
So Matt posted this from, and I don't know why any Idaho TV weatherman worth his salt would have missed this, but this is from Ryan, who lives in Downey, Idaho.
Okay.
This happened July 15th, mm-hmm. 68 mile an hour microburst winds.
Crazy. Oh,
it's even about the weather.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is it makes sense that he was posting it because.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a great illustration of the weather at work.
Right.
Because, like, you know, with wind especially, you can't really tell how strong wind is just by looking at, like, the trees whipping around or something like that.
And know? let's listen here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's all I would have been able to say. Like, if my motorhome was parked out in the field.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Nothing. There's no saving it.
If you're just listening, it flips over a couple of times.
And then the like roof collapses when it flips over the last time. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, because of the wind. Yikes.
Yeah. Terrifying. And honestly, like anyone who lives in a trailer full time, if like, I feel like that would unlock a whole new fear.
Well, I mean, and like, you never know exactly which way the wind is going to blow, but certainly don't park it so it's facing, let's see, what would that be? Southeast.
Okay.
Because our wind blows from the southwest.
Right.
And that would be an exact perpendicular.
Yeah.
Hit your, you know.
Yeah. It would make the wind exactly perpendicular to the trailer.
High profile vehicle.
Yeah. 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 Speaking of flipping high profile vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when this jingle jinks, it can only mean snacky things.
It's treat time. Such a neat time.
They're back by popular demand, so today we're trying blueberry pie Oreos.
It's treat time!
Do those not sound like the most amazing thing ever? And before you say anything else, I just want to point out, back by popular demand here, so that means, people, that I need you all to help me on my crusade to get back those goddamn Lady Gaga Oreos that were so good.
These stopped Carly in her tracks at Walmart.
Oh, well, just the fun yellow packaging, the pie on it. Like, does that not look just like summer? You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just delightful.
Have this with the Sydney Sweeney fizz.
Right. And I love that the cream is blue, too. You know, that looks so Cookie Monster.
Oh, yes, it does.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you that one because he's cute.
You.
He's got a little smile. But yeah.
We and like just, cookie.
They smell like a Yankee candle. They smell so good.
Yeah, they. That's Oreo cream is just kind of waxy by nature.
You know what? I love that about it, though. That's when, like, I love the texture of Oreo cream.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what it is about it, but it's just, oh, it's right up my alley. And I also am a big fan of the vanilla cookie in general. So anytime they do a limited edition that's better in the vanilla, I always get kind of excited.
Mm-hmm. This gets major points. I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't know if it's a 10, but it gets major points for just realism. Veruca Salt would go nuts on this. Remember her? Or no, that's was that
Violet?
Violet.
She's the one who turns into a blueberry.
I'm an idiot. She's
Violet.
Stupid, Mike. Stupid.
That is fantastic.
Mike TV would go nuts for this.
Like, I feel like if you just took the like blueberry pie filling from a can and mixed it with equal parts Oreo cream, you would get this flavor.
Something like that.
I mean, that's just tasty.
Yeah.
And the best part is, it's exactly what I thought it would be. And that's perfect. You know? Yeah. Sometimes you'll try a fun limited edition flavor and you'll have an idea in your head of how it'll be and it won't be quite like that. And sometimes that's a good thing.
This is exactly.
But this is exactly it.
Yes.
You know?
So the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
10 out of 10 would recommend. Yeah, take these to your next picnic. That's a move.
All right, well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, we've got some fun stuff coming up. Ammon Days is this weekend. This Friday is going to be the Glow Night and the Talent Show. If you don't know, the Glow Night is the night that they light up all the hot air balloons with their own flames. It's very cool.
Visually appealing.
This Saturday is going to be everything. 150 vendors, car show, music, food, activities. And then Sunday
is... Your last chance to see Miracle Eddie, possibly.
Right.
Before he renounces his mayordom or whatever that's called. Unless he's doing the Messiah sing-along this Christmas.
Oh, that'd be cute. That's fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Sunday is going to be the morning hot air balloon rides. Now, those slots have already been filled up by sponsors, so don't show up hoping that you'll get on because you won't.
I wonder if Maddie Danger is going to be there with her Firebird.
That would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope so.
All right.
Gotta show off some good, like, gotta share your good with everyone, you know? Yeah. Also this weekend, as if that's not enough, it is the final weekend of Newsies by the Ammon Arts Community Theater. That's going to be at Thunder Ridge High School. Make sure you don't miss it. There's some really talented folks in it, too, so it's going to be a good time. That's this Friday, August 1st at 7, and this Saturday, August 2nd at both 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You got a matinee. All right, cool.
A little twofer. I love a matinee. Then next weekend, it's the 34th annual Great Snake River Greenbelt Duck Race. Are they calling it the Riverwalk Duck Race now?
Prize. Yeah. Yeah, let's see if that's what I'm saying.
right.
Once the Rotary Club is on board. Now, for ducks, we'll put a link in this post or contact your local Rotarian.
Yeah, so you can adopt a duck today and go see all the fun prizes they're going to offer. And then let's see here. Last but not least, also next weekend is going to be Weird Al at the Mac. Now, I've heard that he is a super fun guy.
Yeah.
If you're like one of the staff and stuff, but he's also an incredibly talented, very fun performer.
So I love his parody songs and I have since Eat It.
Right.
But you know what I might love a little bit more?
What?
Almost every album he does a polka.
Oh, yeah. His polkas are really good.
Yeah. And it's like a compilation of songs.
Yeah.
A medley. This is what they call them.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
They're fantastic.
They're super fun.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the only reason that polka isn't more popular is just because it's stigmatized so much.
Right.
Because realistically, polka is a good time.
Polka's kick ass.
It's fun. Yeah. So if you want a fun time, maybe go see Weird Al.
Well, that's our show. Go get your Sydney Sweeney shake and go get them, Tiger.
Stay weird, dudes.
IFAF.